Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Doc Johnston. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting third. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rick Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Kovileski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Kovileski. And now, play ball. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a pop-up towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner takes first base on ball four. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway bunts towards first. McInnes fields the ball and throws to Kovileski covering. Safe. Perkins moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnston hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood who is chasing the ball. Johnston reaches third base with a triple. Young goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnston scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller strikes out. There goes Welch. The throw from O'Neill to second, and Welch is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Gardner reaches third base with a triple. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Johnston hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kovileski hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and has O'Neill trapped. There's the throw to Young and over to Dykes, who tags O'Neill for the out. Jameson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a line drive towards third. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 2 in the game. McInnes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Galloway strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Stankovileski. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Keefe now pitching. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Young takes first base on ball 4. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Johnston hits a fly ball into center field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Welch takes first base on ball four. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Welch moves to second. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Perkins hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 3 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. Ginger Shinault pinch hits for Dave Keefe. Bill Wamsgans pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Ginger Shinault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shinault strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.